from KQED.
This week, the Senate takes up an immigration reform bill as the House struggles to write its own version. The last time Congress passed a comprehensive immigration bill, Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Nearly 3 million immigrants gained a path to citizenship then. 26 years ago, KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy followed one young couple as they anxiously made their way through the process. So how did amnesty change their lives?
Okay, so we've got 1981 covered, 1982.
The story of Oscar and Martha Mendoza began with a mountain of paper 3 inches high. Rent receipts, pay stubs, tax returns, even uncashed checks for coins lost in that ancient technology known as a payphone.
I got a big box, and every time when I receive papers, put it in the box.
Oscar Mendoza came to the U.S. in 1979 in the trunk of a car. He was 19 and fled El Salvador after his uncle was killed in the Civil War. Oscar met Martha on a bus near L.A. She was also undocumented, an immigrant from Mexico. They married and worked jobs at an auto detail shop and a balloon factory. And they had two American-born children, 5-year-old Tony and 2-year-old Kelly. Oscar had heard rumors of a new law that promised legal status. He knew he'd need proof that he'd lived and worked in the U.S. for a number of years. That new law, IRCA, the Immigration Reform and Control Act, was signed by President Ronald Reagan in 1986. Oscar showed me the precious box of papers that he hoped would become their ticket to legalization.
You know, it's my life, you know, though.
Oscar began to cry. His attorney had to continue.
For him, you know, this is going to be the only way he has of remaining in this country. He has a great deal at stake here. He has children who were born here. The country means a lot to him. He's established himself here. He has a new life. He can't afford to forfeit it.
Okay, this is my ID, my driver's license.
The process of legalization wasn't fast, and it wasn't easy. Martha Mendoza says it was also expensive.
$1,087. Exactly.
There were doctor's examinations, interviews with immigration officials, a civics exam, and the dreaded English test. Looking back, the Mendoza son, Tony, remembers playing in the back of a crowded classroom with the other kids as his folks tried to learn a new language.
I vividly remember my mom and dad's Spanish to English dictionary that they used to carry everywhere with them, and I remember the late night ESL classes.
Tony is 31 now, living outside Washington, D.C., supervising construction projects for the U.S. Navy.
I remember when my mom failed the exam. I remember her crying.
Tony also remembers a constant nagging worry about what was going to happen to the family. What did happen was a surprise. Once the Mendozas got legitimate Social Security numbers, checks started rolling in. They'd paid taxes over the years, but with phony numbers, the refunds they deserved were never sent. Enough money rolled in for the family to move out of their one-bedroom apartment in Pomona. You can still hear the pride Martha Mendoza felt a quarter century ago as she showed off her new tract house in Colton.
Everything is new. For me, my house and my kitchen looks like if people... rich people.
For Oscar, the house was proof he belonged.
Now everybody told me, this is American dream for everybody. You know, your house, your job, your car, your family, your dog, and your birds. So I made it.
In the late 1990s, Oscar and Martha finally qualified to become American citizens and registered to vote. Tony says his folks wouldn't say, but...
I think my mom is a Republican, and my dad, my dad switches. You know, I think most recently he voted Democrat.
It's been a few years since I spoke with Oscar and Martha, so I picked up the phone.
Oscar, it's Kitty Feldy.
Kitty, how you doing?
Oscar tells me the family moved out of California to keep Tony away from gang trouble in the schools. They had another son, Dakota, who today serves as a U.S. Marine. The couple started their own business, making dentures and dental implants. Today they're living outside of Phoenix and even buying a vacation home in Mexico. Oscar says becoming an American changed his life.
I'm never going to have another opportunity like this in my life. Even if I'm moving in Europe or moving to someplace else, I think I'm never going to have this opportunity to growing and working and get and get what I want when I work. You can get anything you want if you work in this country.
Son Tony says when his folks took that oath of citizenship, it gave them something more than financial security. He says he thinks he understands that feeling. Tony is gay, and just last year, surrounded by his parents and his two siblings, he and his partner got married.
Once I had that license, once my husband and I were legally recognized as a couple, you know, I had a confidence that, you know, that nothing was going to break us. And I think mom and dad, you know, that was their thing too. Once they had amnesty, they had that confidence that nothing was going to, you know, stop them from achieving what they wanted, you know, achieving all their dreams.
Congress now begins the debate about whether another 11 million undocumented immigrants will be given a path to citizenship, a chance to achieve their own American dreams. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.